The following is a lecture on the disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 29th, 2015, in Melbourne, Australia.
So to be separated from these great personalities Narottam Das cannot tolerate. He finds it absolutely intolerable to be situated from these great personalities. There is nothing greater than to have the association of these great personalities, and to be separated from them is the greatest anguish. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. As Prabhupada explains, it is not that he is dead and gone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very nicely written. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in sound and living, try to spread the holy name around. Srila Prabhupada told us how he was always feeling the presence of his spiritual master. So, one may say, this seems contradictory to be lamenting the separation of great personalities and speaking about how they are not dead and gone, how they are present. How does this work? It sounds psychologically a little strange, one might say. But actually, it is a matter of transcendental understanding. The more that one feels separated from these great personalities, the more they become present. So on this day of the disappearance day, of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we want to learn how to feel his presence by feeling the pain of his separation. And we can remember some of the wonderful things that Srila Prabhupada told us about him. Raya Vishnu, he was described. Ray of Vishnu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had taken up the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inundate the entire world with Krishna Prem. But he was finding it somewhat difficult to go on alone. So he prayed to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explained, "Do you give me someone from your personal stock?" And the answer to his prayer was the appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur within his family. He had many children, but this child was very, very special. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the magistrate in Jagannath Puri. He had special privileges or darshan of Jagannath. He was in charge of the Jagannath temple. So naturally he has some special darshan facility. So during the Ratha Yatra celebration, big, huge mela in Jagannath Puri, and the cart would stop in front of his house. So at that time, the little boy, in that time he was known as Bimal Prasad, little tiny baby, he'd just been born recently. So the mother, she brought little Bimal Prasad up onto the cart right in front of Jagannath. And lo and behold, what happened? But as soon as she brought the baby in front of Jagannath, immediately Jagannath's garland fell off Jagannath onto the baby. So I was a very, very special child. Even when he was born, he had the umbilical cord around his shoulder like a Brahmin thread. He's a very special baby, Bimal Pasha. As a young boy, one day, in the Boga room, he took mango, which had not been offered yet. He ate it. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he very mildly rebuked him. Oh, you should not have done that. It was not yet offered to the deity. So the boy felt such remorse. Oh, I have done great offense. I have eaten the mango which was not offered to the deity. He vowed, and never in my life will I ever take mango ever again. A little boy, he made that vow. And he kept that vow his whole life. In his later days, his disciples said, Guru Maharaj, you were just a small boy. We would like to serve you mango. He says, no, I'm an offender. I cannot eat. So in this way, he was a very, very ideal devotee. Very, very ideal devotee. He started this movement, Gaudiya Math, established 64 temples in India. Very successful preaching was going on in those days. Very, very big successful preaching was going on. Srila Prabhupada, he had the opportunity when he was a young boy, around the age of 26, that he was at that time the manager in the chemical factory of Dr. Bose. At that time, it was very big business. It was the Dr. Bose's medicines. Very big, big, successful business in India. And Srila Prabhupada, being a follower of Gandhi's movement, he had studied, gotten his, he had passed all the exams, he had qualified for the degree, but he going to Scottish Churches College, which is a British institution, and being a part of Gandhi's movement, he did not want to accept a British tainted degree in protest of British occupation of India. He did not show up for the graduation ceremony. But still, his father had a good relationship with Dr. Bose. So in this way, this young boy in his early 20s, this young boy, he was made the manager of the chemical factory, much to the chagrin of all these gentlemen who'd worked there for many long years, who were all elderly men. Some young boy comes in to be the manager. But this was the relationship that Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mahandei, had with Dr. Bose. So he became the manager of this factory. Big, big position. So Prabhupada, at that time, Abhay Charan Day, he had one friend, Narendranath Malak. And because Prabhupada, Abhay Charan Day, at that time, he was very much influential amongst his circle of friends. Whatever he thought was good, that would be accepted as good by all the members of his circle of friends. His opinion was accepted as the right thing, whatever he would accept. So, Narendranath Malak, he came to report to Abhay Charan Day. Abhay, there was a great sadhu from Mayapur. He is here now in Calcutta. You should come and hear him. Great, great sadhu. So Abhay Charan Day said, oh, yes, there's so many sadhus. Yes, so many, I've seen so many sadhus. he wasn't at all interested because his father, Gaur Mahande, was a very, very soft-hearted Vaishnava. And every day he would invite different sadhus to the home and feed the sadhus in the home. Many of these, in fact, most of them were pseudo-sadhus who would put on the saffron to earn an easy living as a beggar. They were just beggars. They weren't real sadhus. But Gaur Mahande, being very soft-hearted, would have all these people come regularly. Every night he'd be feeding different people in the home. Sadhu seva. So Prabhupada had seen all these sadhus, and he was, I know these sadhus. But Narendranath said, no, this is not like one of these ordinary, this is a great liberated sadhu. You must come. You must come. So Prabhupada said, practically he dragged me. So finally Prabhupada went. And at that time, it's a place you can, the place is still there. In fact, ISKCON has just gotten that building where this meeting happened. Uttadanga, neighborhood of Calcutta. Uttadanga. On the rooftop, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving the darshan. And as soon as Abhay Charande comes in, immediately he's given an order. Just imagine he's a guest coming in for the first time, walking in. As soon as he sits down, he's saying, you should give Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. Just imagine if some guest comes in. You see the room, like this gentleman has just walked in. He's sitting down. If I told this gentleman, now your mission is to make the whole world Krishna conscious. You see? Just imagine. Now you must give Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. Don't even know this person. He just walks in as a guest. He's given this order by the spiritual master. So immediately, he, being a follower of Gandhi, he starts an argument with the guru. He said, but who will hear our message? We are dependent on British. No one wants to hear from a dependent nation, somebody from a dependent nation. Our first mission should be to get independence from the British. We got to throw off the British. He was arguing like that with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati slashed his arguments. That this does not depend on who's in charge of the government. This is the message that now must be given to everyone. It doesn't matter who's running the government. This is a message that must be given now to deliver the fallen souls of this world who are trapped within karma chakra. You see, doesn't matter who's in power. It has nothing to do with this. So in this way, he defeated the arguments of Abhay Charande. And Abhay Charande, he felt so happy. Oh. Prabhupada had actually said, it's kind of interesting because, you know, at ISKCON we have all these policies. Well, you know, you can't aspire for any guru in the beginning. You're supposed to just, you know, be attached to Prabhupada and chanting. And after so many months, then you can aspire for a particular. There's all these rules. But in this case, Prabhupada said, practically he initiated me. Practically, he initiated me, he said. Because he was thinking, oh, I have met such a great saintly personality. So Prabhupada, in his heart, immediately accepted, yes, this is my Guru Maharaj. Immediately. As soon as he was defeated, he immediately said, yes, in his heart, yes, this is my spiritual. I have now met my spiritual master. At that time, Prabhupada or Abhay Charande, he was not yet initiated. This is 1922. He was a manager of this factory, but he wasn't very satisfied. He wanted to have his own business. So he made an arrangement with Dr. Bose that he could be the sole distributor of the Bose products in northern India. So he moved his family to Allahabad and set up his headquarters there. He opened a retail business, Prayag Pharmacy. And then he was doing the wholesale business to other pharmacies all over northern India, traveling salesmen, you see. selling the doctor buses. So Prabhupada was becoming quite wealthy, actually, at that time. But anyway, he'd already, because of his move he made for his grihastha business, now he's separated from the Gaudiya Math. So now for quite a few years, he's not seeing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, but he's always remembering, oh, I have met such a great, great saintly personality. He's always remembering, you see. So then one day, he's there at his pharmacy there in Allahabad, and the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta have come. They're opening a center now in Allahabad. Now, it's interesting to note here, Prabhupada's father, Gaurimohan Day, he being getting rather old, he thought they were from the Ramakrishna mission. And he was like, you know, we don't want these guys around here. He thought they were from the Ramakrishna mission. He was really turned off. But they weren't from the Ramakrishna mission. They were from Gaudiya Math. So Prabhupada, Abhacharya, very, very happy to receive them. Oh, they have come, they have come. He was so happy. So immediately he did everything he could to help them establish their center there in Allahabad. So now, around that time, shortly later, there was a big Brajmandal Parikrama. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura and his followers. They're going to all the holy places, just like our ISKCON we do it. They camp out in different places. They walk to the next place and camp out there. They have so many nice kirtans and lectures. Our ISKCON does it also. Very nice. Vajmandal Parikrama. You camp out and every day you walk to a new place. For many days you wander about Vrindavan to all the holy places. It's really sweet. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura was doing that Brajmandal Parikrama. And he speaks in very erudite English when he gives the lectures. This materialistic demeanor cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat in this way. Very, 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 very erudite English that big scholars can easily, or you know, can relate to very easily. But the common folk, it's a little bit above their heads, to say the least. So, in the evening, you could go for the darshan of the temples in the area, or you can go for hear the lecture. So, almost everyone would go for darshan and not for the lectures, because they couldn't understand what Guru Maharaj was talking about. So there'd only be a small handful there attending the lecture, a few sannyasis, and one pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad named Abhacharande. He'd be sitting there. Prabhupada said, I would understand, or I would not understand, but still I would go on hearing. And he said, in this way, Guru Maharaj marked me. He noted, this one stays and he hears. He noted, he was noticed. Every night he was sitting there, dutifully listening. So just like in ISKCON, when for initiation, you get recommended by the local authorities. So the same thing in the Gaudiya Math. The local devotees there in Allahabad, they decided to recommend Abhacharande for initiation. So he said, oh yes, the others go away, but he hears very nicely. I will accept him as my disciple. So then in 1933, this is 11 years, you could say 11 years of formal shelter, you see, in his heart. Now, 11 years he gets diksha, formal initiation. His name was Abhacharande, so he became Abhacharanaravinda. He kept the same, he added a little extra to the name. Prabhupada got a little extra added, Abhacharanaravinda. Just like A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, that's Abhacharanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami. Before he was initiated, it was Abhacharanaravinda Das, and then after sannyas, it became Abhacharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami. So now he's initiated and engaged, still doing his business, but engaged very nicely in the preaching activities of the Gaudiya Math. He did some preaching in Mumbai also, helped them there. He was very much appreciated. He's written one very nice poetry that, for the Vyas Puja of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's there, and it's oftentimes published in our literatures. Adore, adore ye all, the happy day, blessed in heaven, sweeter than May, when he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine grace. It's a very wonderful poem. And what I find really striking about that poem is how he presents himself before his spiritual master. He says, save me a fallen, your divine grace. See? He presents himself before his spiritual master as a fallen soul. This is the mood the disciple has, you see. Gurudev, and I'm really advanced now, and what kind of wonderful service are you going to give me because I'm really advanced and qualified? No, that's not the mood. You've fallen down the feet. Please save me, Guru Maharaj. I'm very, very fallen soul. Caught up in the material energy. Please save me. That is the mood, you see. Prabhupada showed by his example, what is the mood of how you approach your spiritual master? Please save me, a fallen soul, you see. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura was so pleased with that poem. He said, whatever he writes, publish it. He told the disciples, because they had different publications in the Gaudiya Mathas. Whatever he writes, publish it. And then there's a famous pastime. Now the thing is, you're thinking, well, he was such an advanced devotee. He was so much appreciated by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura. He must have gotten a lot of association with his spiritual master, right? No, he didn't. He was a businessman. He was doing his pharmaceutical business. He was traveling around to different pharmacies, wholesaling his products, keeping his retail business going. He had a wife. He had kids. So he didn't get that much association physically with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada said, not more than 10 times, and maybe not even that much, I actually met with my spiritual master. So it's not how much physical association you have with your spiritual master. It's how seriously you take the instructions he has given you. That is your spiritual strength, not physical association, but how much you strongly take his order as your life and soul. Prabhupada says you should worship the order received from your spiritual master. You worship it and you take it as your very life and soul. So he'd been given that order. You must spread this Krishna consciousness movement to the English-speaking world when he was a young boy there in Uttadanga. But now it's around 1936 and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has become a bit ill. So Prabhupada is thinking, well, you know, what does he really want me to do? Let me write him a letter and ask him what is my duty as his disciple. The same thing was given. Spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. You see? Same thing. And then shortly after that letter was written, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world. So that was the reconfirmation, you see. The same exact thing. You must spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. So Prabhupada took that order very seriously. In his household life, he began Back to Godhead magazine, which he then revived. And when he came to America, had his disciples pick up where he had left off. So he was distributing his magazine to different gentlemen. In Delhi, one Hindu gentleman said, why are you giving magazine? People will throw it away after some time. But why don't you give book? Because then they will keep it. They will take it more seriously if it's a book. So this is just an ordinary Hindu gentleman advised him, but he understood this was actually what needed to be done. So he began writing books, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto he completed there in Vrindavan. So with great struggle, Prabhupada, even going without eating, to pay for the printer. Prabhupada sacrificed so much. Even not going, becoming, going very hungry just so he could afford to print the books. He made this great endeavor to fulfill the order of his spiritual master. So we have to see how dedicated Prabhupada was to carrying out the orders of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. We have to learn from this dedication of our beloved Srila Prabhupada to his beloved Guru Maharaj, how much we should be dedicated to our spiritual master, how much we should be dedicated to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. You see, this is a great lesson for us. So now I was told it's time for the Puspanjali. So we thank you all very much for coming. This is a great day of sadness for us to feel the separation from great personalities like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. But in that sadness of being separated from these great, great personalities, we find the greatest happiness, because the more you feel separated from them, the more they become manifest within your heart. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur ki jai.